Hi, this is Apostle Guillermo Maldonado. Welcome to my podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I pray that this message empowers you in your walk with God and in your purpose. Enjoy.
God bless everybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Koma shula basandai. The Lord is here. I can feel the presence. Oh, praise your holy name, God. Lord, I ask you, God, to bless your people, God. And I ask you, God, to move this morning in a mighty way, God. Come down and rend the heavens, God. Give people visions even this morning. Oh, precious Heavenly Father, Lord, stamp me with your image and spend me for your glory. And I give you the praise, and let the Holy Spirit be the conductor of this message in the name of Jesus. You may be seated. You have my glasses. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. First of all, I want to tell you, some of you may know me, but my name is Glenda Jackson. I came from California, was born and raised there, been around the world preaching the gospel. And last year, while I was seeking God, I had a dream one night. And in this dream, I dreamed there was watchmen on the wall. And I seen them falling off the wall. And I said, Lord, what is this? He said, these are my watchmen, but they're backslid. That's why they're falling. They're sinning. They're backslid. They have no character. They're not devoted anymore. And I began to weep. And I said, what would you have me do, Lord? And he said, I'm sending you. You can only go when you're sent by God. You can't just show up places. God has to send you. Know that. You have to be sent from God, or you can't do the job properly. And so I said, where do I go? He said, I want you to go to Miami, and I want you to serve the apostle, and I want you to be a watchman to him, to his wife, to his sons, and to the people that are here. And I said, yes, Lord, I will go. Just help me to be strong. Help me not to fall. Help me to be there and be. Let me tell you something. A watchman has to have character. You have to be devoted to the cause. You can't be seeking a name or fortune. You got to be humble. And the apostle has a vision for this house, for you guys, for the Lord. Now, I don't come with a vision, because the vision's already been planted. I come as a servant of the Most High God to serve you, to serve the apostle. I don't come to be seen or to gain popularity. I come as a servant of the Most High God. And you know, Apostle Paul in the Bible had a vision. You know, in the Bible, visions happen at night. I'm going to read a scripture for you. I'm going to explain a little bit what a watchman does. In Isaiah 21:6, if you can put that up. Isaiah 21:6 said, for thus hath the Lord said unto me, go, set a watchman Let him declare, or in my case, a woman, what he seeth. A watchman must come. If you don't have a watchman, the enemy gets in. Anybody can come in, and they come to destroy the vision of the church. And in Isaiah 21, 11 through 12, it said, the burden of Duma, he calleth to me out of Seir. Watchmen, what of the night? Watchmen, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire ye, return, come. Now, in the mornings, morning is a type that everything seems to be good. People get lazy in the morning. People take things for granted in the morning. People don't really seek God in the morning. It seems like everything's going good in the morning. When the night comes, the night is when the vision comes. Apostle Paul, in the book of Acts, he was sent with 276 men on board. And there was a storm coming. He knew it was. And it was nighttime. The nighttime, it's his vision came. And an angel came and was his watchman. And the angel said to him, listen, nobody is going to be hurt. They're all going to be saved and spared. And the ship that you're going to be on, it's going to be broken up. It's going to come because it's the nighttime. When the enemy fights, the enemy comes at night. If you ever get where you can't sleep at night, the enemy's coming against the people in the church to stop the vision that God has in this place. And Paul said, oh, if you guys will only believe, nobody's going to get hurt. Your life is going to be saved. But he said, the ship will be broken up. But all 276 was going to be saved. And it came to pass. Let me tell you, the apostle got a vision for this place. He has a vision for you people. And we got to help see it come to pass. We got to. So what the devil tries to do is separate us. Separate us and cause trouble. But we don't have our own vision. You can't have your own vision. Your vision has to be part of this work, this vision. The vision the apostle has. God gave it to him. Put him over this house. And I didn't come to destroy anything that's here. I came to be a part as a watchman on the wall. And you know, the Bible said anyone that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city and the walls are broken down. A watchman comes to build walls for your safety. A watchman comes to help the apostle to bring the vision to pass. Kola basi, kola masandai. And there's a great vision here, a great vision. His vision is to help you. His vision is to bring God's will to this place. His vision is to see that you are well taken care of. His vision is to get you to heaven. His vision is to get you closer to God than you've ever been. It's a great vision. His vision is to see that your families are saved, that your families, and to build your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Your vision It's His vision. You can't have your own vision. And what the watchman does, the watchman builds the wall up and watches for what the enemy's going to do. And watch and see enemies that try to come to the church. God exposes them. He shows you what they're up to. You need watchmen. You got to have watchmen. But you got to have a watchman with integrity, a watchman that is on fire for God, a watchman that loves you, a watchman that wants your things to come to pass. And you know what the will of God is for this place? People will lie and tell you, oh, there's no perfect churches. I beg your difference. In that upper room, they were in one mind and one accord. And look what happened. There came a shaking, a sound from heaven. The apostles' vision is that this house will be in one mind and one accord. It's yet to be seen what God's going to do here. I'm telling you, it's going to be powerful. God wants us in one mind, one accord, so revival will come. Revival, the greatest revival that you have ever seen or ever known, is about to hit. But God cleans His house up first. That's why we've been repenting. Judgment begins at the house of God first. Judgment is not bad, it's good. If you go to a court of law, you don't come up to the judge and say, "Judge, I want a new Cadillac. Judge, I want a new home." And I'm not telling you you can't believe for those things. But you want one thing from the judge. You want to be free. You want justice done. You don't want condemnation. And that's what judgment at the house of God does. It frees you up. You know, in World War II, they could not get the message to the front line. They were hindered because the enemy could tap in and know what they were talking about. The enemy knew what message and would stop the victory of the battle. But God had a plan. And there was American natives called the Navajo. Some of you may have heard this. And their language could not be decoded. And they were called code talkers. And they caused the messages to get to the front line in the battle, praise God, with one. I want to tell you tonight, this morning, you are code talkers. The devil don't know what you are saying when you speak in tongues. Our message is getting through to heaven. It's getting through. We're code talkers. And nobody knows what we're talking about. The devil don't know, but you're cold talking for God, and your message is going through, and God looks at it, and He sees that you are a heavenly people. Kolabasi, kolabashandalabako, olabarandai, ikolalabasi. I'm telling you, God hears you. And think what God would do if we were all in one mind and one accord, Brother Frank. That's what God wants. God wants us. Great things happened. In that upper room, when they finally got it together in one mind and one accord, I'm saying they were perfect. It was a perfect church. No doubt, no fear. And when that heavenly came from that sound, what happened? 3,000 people came to God. And you know, in the Old Testament, 3,000 got killed because they were disobedient. Oh, what a difference. Oh, you're all code talkers today. You're all helping to get the battle to be won in this church. You know, this can be a perfect church. I don't care what anybody says. I know what the Bible says. The Bible said it is possible for this church to be perfect. How are you perfect? In one mind, one accord. And God is going to cause us to know Him greater than we've ever been. Ever known Him. And then we're going to see the greatest miracles you have ever seen. You're going to see your loved ones come in. You're going to see people healed. There'll be sickness taken away from us. There'll be nothing in our midst to hinder the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit forevermore. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the day that I can walk perfect. And I know it's coming. I know it's coming. Because when we get word, everything fear's taken out. When you're in one mind and one accord, there's no fear of anything but of God. There is no doubt. There is nothing but great faith. And let me tell you, great things are about to happen to this church. This church is going to expand. This church is going to become powerful. One of the most powerful places on the face of the earth. You're going to see ambulances come in the parking lot. You're going to see the dead raised in here. You're going to see your loved ones. You're going to see a place free of cancer. You're going to see a place where all your children are healed. God showed me He's going to take away autism. And from the elderly, He's going to take away Alzheimer. I had Alzheimer lady, a pastor's mother, healed totally in the fourth stage and put in her right mind and filled with the Holy Spirit. And God reassured me the day is coming that they're going to be healed again. But we got to get in one mind and one accord. We got to obey God. You know, in Jeremiah 6 and 17, the Holy Spirit spoke out by the watchman. And God said also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. And therefore, God had to forsake them. God is saying to us today, I've sent a watchman to you. And the watchman is saying, hearken, hearken unto the sound of the trumpet. God is saying, get ready, my people. Get ready, for I'm going to cleanse this house. I'm going to put you in one mind. I'm going to put you in one mind and one accord, and my power is going to fall. And I'm telling you, what happened in Egypt among the people, He said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. And He said, I will take sickness out of your midst. God is getting ready to have a perfect church. People say, oh, you can't be perfect. That's a lie from the pits of hell. You do not have to sin a little bit every day. The Bible don't say when you sin. It said if you sin, you have an advocate. But I'm telling you, I gave up everything to come here. God said, I want you to go. I left grandchildren behind. I left furniture, everything I owned, I left in California. Why? Because I love God and I love you. And I was willing to pay the price, Frank. I even had a pet, a dog I loved very much. But God meant more in you people. He gave me a burden for you and for the apostle and for this house. And I knew you're worth more than any furniture. You're worth more than even my grandchildren. You're worth more to me than anything in the whole world. And I said, God, it's an honor to go. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you for sending me. Thank you for having me come. And I thank you guys for accepting me. I thank the apostle for accepting me. It's an honor to serve you and to serve the apostle. It's an honor because I know what God's going to do in this place. God's going to remove all sickness. He showed me that in the parking lot, people were going to fall on their faces because of the glory of God that's in this place. And they're going to honor this place. And you're going to be glad for them to come. And this place is going to get so full of people. I guess you'll have to add to it. It'll have to, because it's going to burst at the seams. There's going to be ambulance with people nigh to death. And instead of going to the hospital, God's going to send them here. And they're going to be healed instantly. They're not going to have to wait for months and months. And prophecies said over you are going to come just as you're speaking. As the prophets speak in this house, they're going to come. Why? God said, I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. God said, get ready, because a move of God is about to happen. God, and if you want to be a part of it, then you can't be critical. You got to have good character. You got to trust God and be a part and back the apostle and hold his arms up in prayer. I tell you, I have never met, and I'm not just saying this, I have never met, I've worked for many pastors, and I've never seen a man more sold out for God than this apostle. Let me tell you, he is excellent. God gave you the best apostle. He's exactly like Apostle Paul. That's what God showed me. And he'll never let you down. You know, a lot of times he has sleepless nights because he's crying out for you. He's seeking you. He said, I don't want anything. I just want these people to have. I want their needs met. I'm for these people. And believe me, he's not lying. I know he's an honest man. I know what God showed me, his heart. He showed it to me, Frank. And I thank God. And it's a pleasure to hold his arms up in prayer. Let me tell you, Paul said, follow me. That's what Paul said. He said, because he knew he was going to follow and take them to Jesus. Well, I tell you, Apostle Maldonado can say, follow him, because he'll lead you to Jesus. He won't lead you to worship him. He won't lift his name up. He will lift his Jesus up. Jesus is the answer to everything. And you know what? God told me just to release to every one of you. Release to you the spirit I'm going to impart to you right now, the spirit of visions and dreams. That's what God told me yesterday when I was seeking him. He said, I want you to release to him the spirit of prophecy, of dreams and visions. I want you to stand and I want you to put your hands. And Pastor Hubert, on that side, I want you to put your hands forward over the people, and Frank on that side, and just somebody can do it for the middle ones too. I'm sorry, I don't know everybody, but yes. And raise your hands. We're going to impart right now to you. Every time God's ever had me do this, they start having dreams and visions right away. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord, me and these other apostles and pastors, we release over your people right now. We impart to them the authority vested in us by the Holy Spirit that from now on, they're going to start having dreams and visions. Let the Spirit fall on them now. Let them feel it, God. Let them feel your power. Let them feel, God. Praise God. And then expect it. When you even come in this church, expect having a vision. Expect having dreams in your home. And God will show you things to come. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Is there a Mary Beth here? Mary Beth, or you may be online. Mary Beth, you have a very sick child. God wants to heal. If you're here, come. And if you're online, let us know, text or do something, because God is healing those, that child. That child has autism, and God's delivering him right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You know, God, it's going to make all of you, everyone in this church that back this church and that holds up apostles' hands to the Lord. The Lord just told me he's going to make you debt free. Debt free. Because the anointing from the apostles is going to come on you. And that's the truth. Whoever you're under, you will come under them. They will come on you, that whatever they are, whether they be good or bad. And we don't want anybody bad. Lo basti. Is there a Rosa here? I keep hearing the Holy Spirit say Rosa. Rosa. Rosa, if you're listening to me, I think right there is Rosa. Frank, lay hands on her. Rosa, God has a mighty, powerful healing for you right now. Come, Mashandai. Oh, Labasi. Oh, Mahandai Labako. all of us see. Things are going to change in your household. God's doing a healing in your body right now. Oh, well, God's healing you. Yeah, just lay hands on her. Call Abasti, call Mama Shu, Ola Labasi, Ola Basanda, Lamakola Mahandai, O call Rula Basandai, Ola Masi, Kola Masai, Ola Masi. You're totally healed. You are healed. Amen, 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 amen. Is there a Roberto here? A Roberto? If your name is Roberto, come up. Because God wants to touch you. Roberto. God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. You've been going through some hard times, haven't you? Not after today. God's going to increase everything. You pastors, lay hands on him. Pray for him. Kola basi, kola la basandai. Oh, call Moru la la Bashandai. Almighty God. God's gonna show you some visions and dreams. He's gonna give you ideas and show you some things to do. Call a basi, call a la basanda la mako, oh la basi, oh la la mahandai. E call a bashula masandai. Oh, Ruth, there it is. Let the power of God overtake you. Call Mahandai. Ola la Masi. Ola Masandai. Ikola Masandai. God blessing, blessing, blessing in the name of Jesus. Blessing, God. Blessing, Lord God. And I speak to the people in the audience. God has much for you. God is, I see a person with a bad heart. You're a man, and you're in your 60s, and they keep telling you you're not going to live much longer. But God said, cheer up, my brother. Cheer up. I'm healing your heart condition now. You shall surely not die, but you shall live, saith the Almighty God. This is the day of blessings in this place, handing out. Blessings coming into your home right now. The power of God's all over you, sir. All over you. And you've been very fearful about dying. You don't have to have surgery. You don't have to have anything. But the power of God, it's going. I see you sitting in a recliner. And you can't hardly breathe, but God is coming down through your body right now, opening those lungs, touching that heart. Call Mahanda Labakula Basi, Ola Bashula Basanda, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Is there a Maria here? Maria. A Maria. I think that's her coming. Right there. Yes, come on, Maria. You've been asking God to do some things in you and your home. God said, I've heard thy cry. I've heard your cry. And God said, I'm answering you. All of us see. There's changes coming to your household, to your finances, even to your loved ones. There's somebody that's been giving you trouble in your family. I speak to that trouble. They don't understand you. They criticize you. But God said he's going to touch them now. He's going to touch them. And they're going to come to the Lord. Touch her. Yes. God, we give you the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. And thus saith God Almighty, I am here this day to set people free and to bless you. And to bless you mightily, to heal your body, saith God, to touch everything you need, whatever you need. Believe me now, and I will do it for you, saith God. There's a person here. You're really having a lot of trouble with your blood pressure. And it's really been, they can't even get you straightened out with your medicine. If that's you, come up here. Amen. Pray for her. Pray for her. Heal that blood pressure. Straighten that blood pressure. Oh, I feel the power of God. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Receive your healing. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. There's a mother here, and your son's in prison, and God's about to set him free. If that's you, come up here. Come up here. A mother that has been crying out for her son. He's incarcerated, and he needs a release. And God's going to release him. If that's you, come up here.
She's here, Mom.
God's going to set your son free. Amen. God's going to reverse the sentence. He's coming home. Saith the Lord. Your son is gonna be released, and he's gonna serve God. And you know, for you people, any of you that have people in prison, God said to tell you this. Jail is better than hell. Jail is better than hell. When they're in jail, he can deal with them. He can straighten them out. He can set them free. Call Allah Basti, call Allah Sunday. Oh, Bashula Masti, oh, La Basandai. He call Allah, yeah. Oh, La Basandai, La Bako, oh, La Masti, oh, La Basti. And God. straightening up. He's healing something in her body. God's touching something in your body right now. You need healing. You've been having a lot of pain. Yes. God said, I'm healing you. I'm healing you, my daughter. Kola basi, kola basanda. Ola basi. And you know what? There's somebody here. You've been struggling with your house payments. You've been having a lot of trouble lately. The enemy has attacked your house payment. God said, if you come and believe and bring faith in God, I'm going to pay your house off. I'm going to pay it off, and you will not have to fear. Amen. Amen. If you're here, come forward. If you're here, come forward. God wants to pay your house off so you won't have any more attacks against it. Amen. You may be listening. If you're listening, just reach up and receive it, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. Is that you? Is that you? Okay. Ola la basula mahaye la basanda. It's been a struggle on you, saith the Lord. But I say unto you, my daughter, I'm going to get you out from under this, and I'm going to see it's paid off debt free. Only believe in me. Give me the glory, saith the Almighty. For I shall do it, saith God. And that one is too, her house. Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise Jesus. You guys pray for each one of them. Yes. Yes. Oh God, I feel God so strong, friend. Oh, Lamasi, Kolamas. Somebody's been having trouble with your liver. If you'll come, God's gonna take care of your liver. I feel the pain in my body of someone with liver problems. Because you're gonna go back to the doctor. And the doctor's going to give you a good report. There he is, Frank. Right there. Pray for him. Amen. Amen, brother. God is touching your liver now. I rebuke that condition. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Let's give God the glory. Let's give God the praise.
So this is Curtis. 2 years ago, he used to be a drug dealer. He began to sow seeds. He sowed his first seed at Cap. He said, God, the same way you use me to deal drugs, I want to make a business. So this June, he opened his very first business. He said that he is delivered from dealing drugs. He's delivered from depression. God has completely transformed them in the last 2 years.
That is powerful. See, tell us what happened.
After the first year of CAP, God put a fire in me, and my focus was just to really focus on souls. So I'm originally from West Palm Beach, so during that time, I was just really focusing on, you know, focusing on the house of peace, just really growing, trying to grow closer to God through my prayer life, through my sacrifices, and just really searching for souls. The second year of CAP, but that's when the breakthrough started happening. After going through that process, which felt like a long time, that second year I sowed a seed, I was believing for a business, and this February, right before the pandemic, I was able to open a business. Yes.
Tell us, how is that business doing?
Oh man, well, again, the process, at the beginning, it was a little bit, you know, hard, but God was faithful. I started the business with no money. Each and every month, God was providing for me to pay the rent, So it was very faithful. But now, like, I'm entering into a new season with my business. Every weekend, I'm selling out. It's becoming viral and where I'm at right now. So God is
give
good.
Jesus praise, somebody. So you went from dealing drugs to become a businessman just by the teaching of this house and the seed that you sow.
Absolutely. What this house taught me was allowing God to process me. You know, it was a tough journey, but really believing in God, really focusing on my prayer life, it was able to help me persevere to where I'm at today.
Come on, praise God. Thank you so much, C. Tell us over here what happened, Pastor.
Apostle, this is Mario and his wife, Cherie, and they have a powerful testimony of a miracle that happened during this pandemic in his family.
Wow, tell us. Go ahead, we're going to turn on the mic. Don't worry.
Yes. So my uncle was almost dead. He had a 10% chance of living from the COVID virus. And my cousin was just a Christian, but he was praying for God's will to be done. I said, no, we applied what we learned in this house. We learned to fight. We woke him up at 3 a.m. I said, God's will is for your dad to be healed. And he miraculously came back to life. He was completely restored. The family made a chat where it was to prepare for his death. And he told God, God, if you take me out of this situation, I will serve you all the days of my life. And through a miracle, God restored him. All the paperwork is there. The videos is there. He was just in bed waiting to die. And now he is praising God for the recovery.
That is powerful.
Yes. And her uncle also got the virus. His co-worker actually passed away, and we did the same thing. We just kept on praying. We kept on fasting. We shared it with the group, and he was all so miraculous. That's my uncle, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So you guys prayed for him, and God did the miracle.
Yes. We everything that we learned in this house, in the middle of the night, we woke him up, his whole family. We started fighting, and he should not be alive if it wasn't because of what Jesus did on that cross. And now he's testifying and giving God all the glory, and he was an atheist before this happened to him.
Ooh, come on, church. Yeah. And I know God healed your body as well here, correctly?
Correct.
What was it you were diagnosed with?
Two things, Apostle. I was diagnosed as bipolar 1, and I was Baker-acted several times. And then I had a stage 4 cancer, and God has completely healed me. I have gone back for checkups. Everything the doctor said that was going to happen to me did not come to pass. That was negative. They told me I was going to have to be inbound, that I was going to need bone marrow transplant. I just kept planning my wedding. I just kept on ignoring and canceling everything in the name of Jesus. I came back, and they said, come back in 6 months. You're good.
You got to be saying something. How many of you have a family member with cancer? Wave your hand. As he testify, I felt that anointing coming. I want you to pray. Pray, my brother. People that are watching with family members with cancer, I feel the power of God is going to hit them.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, we find every spirit of infirmity. Right now, we come against every spirit of cancer, and we loosen what Jesus did on the cross. We declare that by his stripes, you have already been healed, and by faith, you will be restored, and you will be a miracle for the glory of God. In Jesus' name.
Miracles are happening. Those of you watching on the internet, I saw a woman with breast cancer. You just felt the power of God that hit you. You are being healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much. Powerful testimonies, Pastor.
Church, a lot of unforgiveness, bitterness, and a lot of religion, but through the pandemic, and he's a faithful now son of the house. God has done so many miracles in his finances. His son got a $40,000 scholarship, and God has given him a house, cars, this
tell
season.
Tell us, my brother, testify.
Apostle Guillermo Maldonado, on honor Apostle Guillermo Maldonado, Profeta Ana Maldonado, their family, the Ephesians, all the leaders of this church. I thank God for this church. I thank God that the day I came here, God began a work in my life, and God is still doing the work in my life, and he will finish the work he has begun. So basically, Apostle, during this pandemic, God did a reset in my life. So, you know, I had a lot of debt. I was broken. And in this pandemic, God has released, God has gifted my family with a house, debt-free. A brand new house, debt-free. God has...
It looks like he just said he went to Publix to buy a Coca-Cola.
It's impossible for men, but it's possible for God. God is a faithful God. What God has told you is going to come to pass. It doesn't matter if there's a delay. The delay is broken today in the name of Jesus. I declare the delay is broken in your life. The delay, the poverty is broken. I delay, lack is broken. I declare lack is broken, delay is broken in the name of Jesus. And all the word that God has given you is coming to pass now. Faith is now. Believe in now. God has a miracle for your life. All you have to do is work that miracle. Work that prophecy.
That's a house paid off.
Paid off
supernatural. Yeah, but people, you know what they will say? Well, it just happened. I bet you there was a lot of fasting behind that house.
Yes,
there was
sir.
A lot of praying, a lot of giving, correct?
Yes, Apostle. And God is going to visit you suddenly. Suddenly, he's going to visit your bank account. Suddenly, he's going to visit you, your family, your
suddenly,
children. Suddenly,
yeah.
Because God doesn't depend on the economy of the world.
Hey.
God doesn't depend. God is not limited.
God
by
will
a pandemic.
Do a miracle for you suddenly. Touch your neighbor and tell him suddenly. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Tell me what happened here, Pastor.
Another powerful testimony. This is Larry, and he's going to testify of God, how God healed him.
Tell us, Larry. Tell us.
So, on June 21st, I was diagnosed with the coronavirus.
Mm.
I wasn't feeling good. I was having symptoms. I couldn't get up from my bed. I was having a high fever. I couldn't even talk. I was in quarantine for 1 month. I got diagnosed positive 3 times, and I got some deliverances. But the thing is that I asked God, why is it that I didn't get delivered? So then it was because I didn't repent. I wasn't covered in the blood of Jesus. So by Remnant Conference,
hey,
by Remnant Conference,
on,
the
people.
Call to revival. I sowed a seed during the apostle session. And when I sowed a seed, I repented. I was taught to be covered by the blood of Jesus. Then 2 days later, I got diagnosed negative from the coronavirus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, those watching with the virus, we send the word to you. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Hey. Church, are you excited to be in the house of God this morning? I want you to stand to your feet. I want you to stand to your feet. In a moment, we're going to call Prophet Glenda to come up. Listen, she has been sent by God to this house. The Lord spoke to her in the middle of her assignment and said, you need to go to Miami to be a watchman to Apostle, to be a watchman to his family. She's been a blessing, had several, numerous encounters, gone to heaven. The Lord has spoken to her too much. And this morning, you better get ready, because God has a miracle for you in store. God is about to speak to you this morning. One last testimony quickly. I want you to remain standing. The rest will give him later on. Just one last one.
Yes, good morning, quickly. Apostle. This is Ramses and Auxilia. They have a powerful testimony about God's provision and also protection over their life.
Tell us quickly. Tell
us. Pastor, thank you so much for having us here. The apostle always taught us to always give with a giving heart. And during our first fruits, we gave an entire salary.
Wow.
Believing that, you know, God's going to make a breakthrough and find our own home. And so me and my wife, we thought, oh, maybe we'll just get a town home and we'll have low cost. No, we got a big home, 2 floors, 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. And we got it only with a down payment. No closing costs, no realtor fees, nothing. All our money went to the house, and the first 2 month payments were paid off. So we didn't have to pay for 2 months.
Wow.
Afterwards, the apostle also taught us the importance of prayer. Even before this pandemic, we always had prayer before we left the house, prayer before we went to work. We are nurses, and we are always working with COVID-19 patients. So that prayer that we've always built throughout the years before going to work has covered us. I was exposed to someone for 12 hours, positive COVID. In our place, we don't accept COVID patients, but they slipped in. That was a lie of the devil. I was exposed for 12 hours straight with that patient. I got tested Monday, negative. Nothing. Glory to God. And I wanted to speak to everyone who's scared or who's hesitant on, you know, believing for a house. God has got your back. If you pray, if you fast, and if you give with faith, God will give you more than what you're expecting. So you're expecting a little efficiency, He's going to give you a kingdom in Jesus' name.
So you saw God's divine preservation,
yes,
God's protection, and God's provision.
That's right.
That is awesome. I want you to put your hands together, church.
Church, we want to do something extremely important this morning. I want to speak to every man, every woman, every young person. And I want to ask you a question that changed my life. Where would you go if, God forbid, you died today? Where would you end up? Where would you spend all of your eternity? You know, the Bible speaks about two places where a man or a woman goes, where a young person goes when he or she dies. You either go to this place called heaven, or you go to this place called hell. There's no such thing as a purgatory. There's no such thing as a middle place. You either choose heaven or you choose hell here on earth. And I want to let you know that you weren't meant to go to hell. You weren't created to go to hell. Hell wasn't created for humans. Hell was created for the devil and every single one of his demons. Who's the devil? The devil is the one that has been after you. The devil has been the one after you since you were born. The devil has been the one that has been trying to destroy your life. The devil's the one that has been trying to destroy your health. The one that has been trying to destroy your marriage. The devil is the one responsible for poverty in this world, for cancer, for sickness. It's not God. God is a loving God. He's a good God. The devil's the one behind rape. He's the one behind abuse. He's behind depression. He's behind sickness, destruction. You don't want to spend all of your eternity with your greatest enemy. You don't want to spend all of eternity with an abuser. You don't want to spend your eternity with the devil, with all his demons. Hell wasn't meant for you. God created you so that you can live an everlasting life in heaven for all of eternity. You see, heaven is this amazing place. The Bible talks about where food that we've never eaten, we will eat. Colors we've never seen. Streets made out of gold. A world where its atmosphere is full of peace, full of love, and full of fulfillment. And I got good news for you today, this morning. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus is not just a philosopher. He wasn't just a rabbi or a good teacher. He wasn't just a prophet. He was all of those things. But mainly, more than anything, He's the Son of God. And the reason why God sent His only Son is because there was a man by the name of Adam who sinned against God, and through him, sin came into this world. What does that mean? That means the reason why when you and I were born and they would tell us, don't touch the cookie jar, the first thing we will want to do is touch it. That's why when we made our first mistakes, the first thing we wanted to do was lie about it when we were confronted, or blame it on somebody else. You see, I want to tell somebody, I want to teach you, there's a sin in you, and Jesus Christ came to pay the price for that sin. He came to change and to transform you. So I got good news, my friend. If you've ever sinned against God, if you've ever disobeyed, if you can recognize this morning that you have sin in your life, there is a Savior, and His name is Jesus, and He can forgive you for any sin you've ever committed or that you could ever commit. It doesn't even matter if you've sold your soul to the devil. You can't sell something that He already purchased with His blood. It doesn't matter what sin you've done. There's people here this morning that you probably say, no, Pastor, you don't know what I've done. It doesn't matter what you've ever done, because any sin you've ever committed, He's already forgiven you for it. Any sin you could ever forgive, you could ever commit, there's already forgiveness for it. So if you're here this morning and you've sinned, you've fallen short, it's okay, because that's why Jesus Christ came to earth, so that you and I, we could be forgiven for all of our sins. So if you're here today and you say, Pastor, please, I need forgiveness. I want to ask Jesus to forgive me for my sins. What's the only thing that can cause you to end up in a place you were never created to spend all of your eternity? Sin. What's the only thing that drags a human being down to hell? Sin. Why do good people end up in hell? One reason, my friend, sin. And today you have the decision, the opportunity to repent of your sin. You can't forgive yourself of that sin, but Jesus can forgive you. He can give you a new life, and he can give you a new name. And if you're in this building this morning and you say, Pastor, please pray for me. I don't know where I would go if I would die. I want to believe that I will make it to heaven, but I don't have the assurance. This morning, if you say, I want the assurance that God forbid I die, at the count of three, my friend, man, woman, young adult, quickly, I want you to lift up your hands. I want to pray for you. One, two, three. Quickly, lift up your hands. God bless this woman here. God bless the family there. God bless you. If there's anyone else that you say, please pray for me, God bless you all the way in the back. God bless you. If you say, God bless you all the way in the back. If you say, please, Pastor, I need to make this prayer. If you're looking for change, if you're looking for transformation, if you're sick and tired of being of that old lifestyle, that old sin, he can forgive you and he can change you and transform you. Quickly, lift up your hands. Quickly, quickly, I want to pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you're here in the room and you've given your life to Jesus before, you're in this building and you're a believer, but your relationship with God is not where it ought to be, and this morning you know you need to get right with Jesus. You need to get right with the God you serve and the God you believe in. This morning, if you say, I need to get right with Jesus, Pastor, please pray for me. You might be one foot in and one foot out. You might be struggling with sin. You may be looking for a new normal. You may be looking for a new life, a new marriage. If that's you, and you say, Pastor, please, I need change in my life, or please, I need to get right with Jesus. Quickly, at the count of three, lift up your hands. One, two, three. I want to pray for you. God bless 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 you. There's change here for you this morning. Just lift up your hands. There's transformation for you this morning. Just lift up your hands. There's a new marriage for you. There's a new life, a new name. All you need to do is just publicly lift up your hands and say, I want Jesus. I want a new normal. If you lift up your hands at the count of three, I want you to do yourself a favor and stand up. Let the whole room see you. Let all of heaven see you. Let your friends and your family see you. At the count of three, stand. One, two, three. Quickly, stand, 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 stand. No shame. Stand, stand. In the back, in the front. Quickly, stand, 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 stand. And I want you to do me one favor. Quickly, come to the front. Come to the front. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Quickly, 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 quickly. Come out of your chair. Come with your family. Come, 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 come. Come to church. Give a praise to God. Families are coming to Jesus. Young woman, young man, that lifted up your hands. Those of you in the back that lifted up your hands, quickly come out of your chair. Oh, there's new life this morning in the house of God. Come on, I still want to speak to you. You that want the assurance that the day you die, you'll make it to heaven. If you don't want to doubt no more, quickly come out of your chair. If you're looking for a new normal, quickly come out of your chair. If alcohol, drugs, sex has not fulfilled you, Jesus can fulfill you. Come out of your chair quickly, 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 quickly. Come on, church, give a hand praise to Jesus. If you're still in your chair and you're looking for change, you're looking for a new life, and you want forgiveness of your sins, there's nothing you've ever done that he hasn't already forgiven you for. Please come out of your chair quickly, quickly, quickly. I feel like there's two or three more people. Quickly, 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 quickly. Your family, you need to come out of your chair quickly, quickly, quickly. Those of you who are here in the front, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to just close your eyes. How beautiful is it to see families come to Jesus? I want you to just close your eyes and lift up your right hand with me and just repeat after me out loud. Say with me, Heavenly Father, today,
I believe
that Jesus is your son. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I confess you as my only Lord and my only Savior. I repent of all of my sins. Forgive me for all my sins. I break every covenant I've ever made with the devil, with my past, and with sin. And I make a new covenant with you, Jesus, to know you and serve you all the days of my life. If I were to die, when I open my eyes, I'll be in your arms. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Church, can you put your hands together?
Thank you for tuning in. If you were blessed by this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and share it with a friend. If you need prayer, we have a team ready to pray for you. Just call the number 305-382-3171. 305-382-3171. If you would like more content that empowers your faith, visit King Jesus TV. Again, King Jesus TV. I love you. God bless you.